Yep, my name's Sharon Lyons. I work for an organisation called NCBI. That's Improving Independence for People with Sight Loss. I work in a training centre for adults who have recently lost their sight or looking to maybe retrain. They could be halfway through a career and then suddenly they can't do it anymore because of sight loss. So they come here and they learn a lot of different independent skills, from IT to cooking, literacy if they need it, and mobility skills and that kind of thing.
Okay, so today we're here because you're launching a garden. Do you want to tell us maybe how the project started and what the idea behind this garden is?
Yes, well, I'm the IT tutor in the building, but I have a hobby that's a bit of a passion of mine, which is growing my own veg. And my boss, Stuart Lawler, the training centre manager, knows all about this. And this conference, a community gardening conference, came up and he asked me if I would like to go with a view to maybe starting a community garden in the training centre here. So I went along and we applied for a grant. And the main part of the grant was the reason, or the context, was that you would help people who are unemployed maybe to get new skills, which fitted right in with what we do here. And yeah, so there was a bit of land just on the head office site here where next to the training centre that wasn't being used. And so we did some plans. We've now got a greenhouse, we've got four raised beds for growing vegetables and a seating area, and we have a bit of a flower bed that was already there that we might grow fruit in the future.
And was this done by professionals or was this done by people here in the training centre?
No, this was done by a lot of hard-working people that chipped in when I asked them to. It's mainly been the students and myself and my fellow tutor Marguerite that did all the growing and a lot of the planting. The actual greenhouse was built by the greenhouse company, Polydome, who gave us a very good price on a greenhouse. And then the raised beds that we've got there were built actually by friends and family. Okay. Who came in on a weekend.
So a real community effort behind it then.
Yes,
what kind of skills can people learn from gardening and from this community garden then?
Well, as well as kind of basic gardening skills, you know, planting seeds, planting out, harvesting fruit and veg. There's also, it really teaches you patience. It really teaches you planning ahead. It can teach you a lot of other skills like, or maybe literacy skills, looking up information on the internet about gardening.
Okay, so really it's a very good project then. And what have the students thought of it, or have you gotten feedback from it?
Well, some of the students had an interest in gardening before and they were well on for it, you know.
Yeah.
let's get out in the garden and do stuff. Lots of really good ideas came from the students about what to put where and the plans for the garden. But other students for whom gardening maybe wasn't something that they maybe were interested in, they've actually come out and just really enjoyed being outside in that area. It's actually a lovely, peaceful area, even though it's in the, you know, the heart of Drumcondra. It's actually nice and peaceful and quiet, and people just enjoy being outside instead of inside in front of a computer sometimes.
Okay.
You know?
So, in terms of the NCBI, then, if people either I'll start that again. So in terms of the NCBI, if people are experiencing sight loss or if they know someone who is, what kind of services does the NCBI offer and how would they go about contacting them?
Yes, so we actually, the training centre here is a specific course that people would come on with a view to going on to further educational work and learning a lot of different independent skills. But generally, we have regional offices all over Ireland that people can tap into that will just give them advice, show them what's available, different daily living aids like magnifying glasses and liquid level indicators. So there would be local staff that people can get in touch with. But probably the best thing to do would be to ring or visit our website, which is ncbi.ie, or ring our head office, which is on a Dublin number, 01-830-7033. And then if you're experiencing sight loss, or if your friend or family member is experiencing sight loss, we can put you in touch with your regional staff and take it from there.
Okay, and you accept, it's a charity, and you accept donations as well, so yes, there's fundraising on throughout the year.
Oh, absolutely, yeah, we're always needing more funds to fund all our new ideas, and all our service users' new ideas as well, that really help people to become more independent and adapt to their loss of vision.
Okay, well, thanks very much for that, and good luck with the garden today.
Thanks very much.
So my name is Stuart Lawler. I'm the manager of the Rehabilitation Training Centre here at NCBI.
And what kind of things does the Rehabilitation Training Centre do, or what activities would you do?
The Rehabilitation Training Centre is all about working with people who are losing or have recently lost their vision. And I suppose some of our core business is around getting people upskilled so that they can move to further or higher education, or indeed return to or find work. So we have a QQI certified program currently at level one called Learning for Life, and it involves modules around communication skills, personal care, personal safety, goal setting and making decisions and planning. And then we have a range of computer modules, including the ECDL, European Computer Driving License, basic computer literacy, and something called Equal Skills, which is certified by the Irish Computer Society. We also have tuition in things like cookery and household management skills. We teach Braille, and there's more, I suppose, recreational-based modules like crafts and ceramics.
Okay, and who is this aimed at, or who would be able to attend?
Well, the course is open to anybody who's aged 18 to 65, who has significant sight loss, and I suppose we work with people at all areas of that spectrum to allow them to transition to greater independence, which is, I suppose, part of NCBI's overarching mission.
Okay, and if someone thinks that they might need the services, how do they get in touch?
Yeah, sure, they can get in touch with the centre. You can either contact your NCBI community resource worker, or if you prefer, you can give me a call here directly at NCBI on 830-7033.
So what I'm going to do now is turn on the fountain, if I don't get electrocuted. There's a switch at the end of this particular...
On the side of it.
So it should work. So may all that sail in her, oh, that's for ship. May all that pick in her enjoy the taste. So best of luck, Sharon, and thanks for what you and Trevor put into it, and everybody else has put into it, and Stuart, your wisdom in allowing it pass to this stage. Congratulations.
So the garden is officially launched.
Des Kenny.
And you had the privilege of opening the garden today. How do you think it went?
I think it went very well. I think it's nice to... we all hear about sensory gardens for the blind, but it's nice then to have people engaged and working around, if you like, a conventional plot that grows different types of vegetables, and for people to get an experience of bringing them along. For a lot of people, it's just something they pick up in a shop or whatnot. So it's good to see them grow from seedlings, which you do here in the glasshouse, bring them on and then turn them into food to eat. So I think it's great.
And you've experienced the gardening yourself?
Yeah, I have a small allotment up in Hoth now for 2 years, and I grow a lot of fruit bushes and grow different type of vegetables in it, carrots, different types of onions, courgettes and cauliflower cabbages, lots of things at different times of the year. And I'm starting now to, if you like, specialise more in growing flowers growing, perennials, the like. So a mix of things. You get tired of too much vegetables when all the kids are growing up or whatnot. You can grow too much on it. If you don't tend it, it bolts very quickly.
And if there's someone with vision impairment listening, what advice do you have for them to get started in gardening?
There's a small book which you can download. It's called A Square Foot Garden. And it allows you, if you like, even with a small box to work out 4 feet by 4 feet, to break that into squares a foot by a foot. You know, so you can get 16 squares out of that. And you'd be surprised what you could grow in that small space. You can grow 12 carrots, you know, you can grow maybe four or five onions. And you can find that you can grow lots of a variety of vegetables in a very small space. And it's just a sense of watching something grow and almost being responsible for it. I think you get great enjoyment. And if you don't want to grow the vegetables, if you grow the herbs, the scents of the mints and the oregano and that, you know, it is beautiful.
Okay, well, thanks very much for that, and enjoy your garden.
Okay, thank you.
And there you go. That was Declan Mina chatting to some people down there at the launch of the community.